Woodway, City Council meeting for March 25th. Hi, Janelle, how are you? Can you hear us okay?
I've got one.
Good.
I can, thank you for.
All right, so I'm calling the meeting to order at 5:30 PM. If you would, please, Councilmember Russell is going to say the invocation.
Please bow your heads. Lord, Father in heaven, there's so many things we have to praise you about. We're so thankful for our city, the environment that we live in. We know it's all you that takes care of us. We also would like to thank you for Dr. Ober for being with us for the last 5 years. He's helped us, guide us through some very difficult time. And we're just so thankful that he was with us for all this time to help us through this. Also, we'd like you to watch over him in this new time for him. Help him enjoy the retirement like you've helped me enjoy my retirement. It's a wonderful time. There's many other things we'd like to thank you for. We'd like to thank you for our new assistant city manager or interim city manager that will be taking the realms. Watch over him and help him with this very difficult task. We know he's very able, but we also would like your help and everyone's help to make sure this is a smooth transition. Talking about transitions, one thing we know that there's always lots of changes in life. Please help everyone during this time of change because we know that change is coming, but we also know that it can be a good thing. Please, Father, join us, help us with these decisions that we have in this meeting and help everyone in Woodway. In your name, amen.
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 Thank you, Councilmember Russell. If you would please rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item up on the agenda is public comment. The City Council invites citizens to address the council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address, and if speaking on a specific agenda item, state the item before beginning your comments. With that being said, is there anyone here who would like to speak before the council? Wow, I'm batting 100. Seeing none, we're
going to
move on. We're going to move on to item number 4 on the agenda.
We come kill it.
Item 4 on the agenda is the presentation that we're going to have. Oh, I'm sorry. Do I get the pack? Did I get it? Yes, I did. The presentation we're going to have today is to honor Dr. Ubre. What did Sean run off to?
He's there. He's not gone yet.
You can't hide, Sean. You can't hide. So, Sean, if you would, please. If you would come up here to the front, please. And we have a little something for you. Oh man, I don't know if I can make it through this. Let you take a couple of pictures,
yes, sir,
and then I'll say something.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Dr. Sean Ober, with sincere appreciation and gratitude for your loyal and dedicated service to the city of Woodway, congratulations and best wishes on your retirement. Dr. Ubre has been here since 2018, and I haven't known him that long, but first let me say this. Mayor Amin couldn't make it today, but he wanted me to make sure that
you heard from me that he thanks you also for all the great work that you've done for the city of Woodbine. As I was saying, I haven't known him for that long, but I think I'm a pretty decent judge of character. I may be wrong about that, but I think I'm a pretty decent judge of character. And I've had several opportunities to sit down and talk with Sean. And one of the first things that he said to me when he came here, he said, "You can do whatever you want to do, but I'm going to tell you what you probably should do to keep you from going to jail." He didn't say it quite like that. He's going to tell me particularly what we need, what I need to know in order to be effective in doing the things that I need to do as an elected official. And I told him, so I'm glad to hear that, because I've always worked on that motto of, I want you to tell me what I need to know, not what I want to hear. And I'm glad that he felt that way. He works for the council, and his obligation to the council is to make sure that we as a council understand what's going on with the city and what's best for the city. He's a professional manager. Most of us have never been a professional city manager. So we rely on that level of expertise. We also rely on that level of candor to make sure that we are doing the right thing. And he's the ultimate decision maker, unfortunately. I was like, "What do you think, Sean? Just go ahead and do it." Well, it's not my job to do that. But I do appreciate the fact that, from my perspective, he's always been an honest person toward me. He's always told me what I think, what he thinks I need to know. And I can honestly say that he always has worked from the standpoint of making sure that what we do is best for all of the citizens of Woodbine. And sometimes that's a little difficult, because not everyone is going to agree with what he has to say. But I appreciate you, and we thank you dearly for the work that you've done. I know it's tough, and we thank you dearly, and good luck to you in your endeavors in the future.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is public hearings. We have a public hearing in 5A. At this time, at 5:38, I'm going to open the public hearing. So we have a public hearing for an application for the site development plan and the plan district. Lot 2 Block N, Badger Ranch Edition, Phase 2 to the City of Woodbury, McLennan County, Texas, located at 16401 Badger Ranch Boulevard. And as I've just opened up this meeting, is there anyone here who would like to speak on behalf of this particular public hearing or this particular item? Yes, sir. Please state your name.
Thank you, Council. My name is David Nisbet. I'm with Nisbet Architecture, and we are representing the owner on this project. A little bit about the project is that it lists it as a medical office. It's actually a chiropractor office. It's about 5,500, give or take, square footage. It is office only. There are no inpatient type procedures that occur at this place, no surgeries, nothing like that. It is strictly just a chiropractor type office. There is a, if you'll notice, if you've looked at the site plan, we actually have a site that is set up for a secondary building. So we're putting in the parking to accommodate the potential to have two buildings on that lot. Again, the second building would also be an office style, office type use. We're only asking for the initial building at this current time. We have gone through the Board of Adjustments. We have gone through the Planning and Zoning. And so we have arrived at this moment here. So I'll be in the office, or I'll be here for any kind of questions that you might have. And I guess I'll open it back up to you guys.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Nesbitt. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on behalf of this particular item? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition of this particular item? All right, seeing none, then I will close the public hearing portion at 5:40. Next up on the agenda is item 5B. It is a discussion and consider action on the application for site development plan in the plan district. Lot 2 Block N, Badger Ranch Edition Phase 2 to the City of Woodway in Clinton County, Texas, located at 16401 Badger Ranch Boulevard. I would ask if there is a motion to open up this discussion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second. All right.
Any comments from the city manager?
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem, members of council. Only thing I would add outside of what Mr. Nesbitt just provided was, excuse my voice, I've got all the allergies going around. And this is a platted lot. He just gave the proposal, medical office, chiropractor's practice. The proposed zoning is allowed, excuse me, in this zone, and it is zoned a planned commercial. And at the last Board of Adjustment meeting, no citizens came to offer any comment. And that's really all I have for my comments on that agenda item. Okay. One last thing, Mr. Nesbitt, the waiver,
variance request.
Yeah, the variance request was the parking lot distance.
Correct? And the trash.
And the trash.
Yes. There was a healthy discussion on P&Z about those two items. It did not sound like they was against those two items, that there was a small amount of adjustments, but not enough that was really severe. Am I stating that correctly, John?
Yes, sir, there was discussion. I think there was confusion on the dumpster because it actually had nothing to do with this actual portion, but if it had not gone through the Board of Adjustments, it would have been in that 40 feet. So yeah, there was some confusion on the dumpster. The dumpster really is not an exception. They're only asking for an exception. They basically want to put parking where the green space is what it is. It's strictly parking.
And wasn't it pretty well decided by P&Z that it was okay because of the, was it from 40 to 10 feet? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. The Board of Adjustments eliminated the 40 feet requirement.
Okay.
P&Z eliminated the 10 foot requirement. Yes, sir. Okay. That's what they did.
Okay. So no major objection?
Yeah, they recommended approval. Yes, sir.
Okay. That I just want to make sure to get proper from P&Z.
Any other comments from council? Well, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is items for individual discussion, consideration, and or action. Item number 6 is discussion and consider action on acceptance of fiscal year 2022 through 2023 annual audit provided by Brooks Watson and Company. Is there a motion to open this discussion?
I'll make a motion to open discussion.
Second. Okay.
Please state your name and...
Sir, good evening, Council. My name is Louis Breedlove, Senior Audit Manager with Brooks Watson. I had the pleasure of working with the City of Woodways for the fiscal year ending 2023. For you tonight, you should have a bound copy of the audit report. Within that front cover of the report, there's also a printed version of the PowerPoint presentation that will be on the screen for you, as well as two letters that come with the audit report. I'll be utilizing the PowerPoint presentation to go over the results of the audit.
Okay.
First, I do like to always give a quick overview of the audit process, just for those who aren't as familiar with what all we're doing during the audit. So first, we do perform the audit in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards, and we break the audit down into various phases, the first phase being the assessment phase. So we come out Pretty much anywhere where money's coming in or going out of the city, we're evaluating what type of controls are in place. We read over any documented policies and procedures. We sit down with the folks in each of those departments and do a walkthrough to get an understanding of what they're doing during those, to take those procedures. And then we also sample test each of those areas to ensure that what we see in documentation and through that conversation is consistent with what we're seeing done in practice. From that, we would document, if we identified any issues, we would communicate that with management. Or if there were any recommendations for improvement on efficiencies or controls, we would make recommendations at that point as well. Fortunately, the city did not have any recommendations in those areas. We've, while there were a couple recommendations, minor recommendations in the previous year, those were immediately addressed, and so they're happy to report there are no findings in that phase of the audit. The risk-based approach phase, so that's going to be where we evaluate each financial statement line item within the financials. So every line item within your financial statements has a different type of risk that can change year to year. So we evaluate each line item within the report, and that's going to drive the procedures that we're going to perform, the type of procedures, as well as the level of detail we're going to perform those procedures. Once we've done that, we move into our compliance testing. So that's going to be things such as evaluating bid requirements, any grants, Public Fund Investment Act, and we read all council meeting minutes. So if there is something that you all approve that has a compliance component to it, we would also evaluate whether or not that's been taken care of as well. And then we move into our field work phase. So that's going to be after the year has been closed out. We will then we get those numbers and we start performing the testing procedures over a balance sheet, performing cutoff procedures, getting confirmations from third party wherever possible. And then as we're tying out that balance sheet, we're also testing the material accuracies of your revenues and your expenditures. Once we've done all the testing over the numbers, we go through multiple layers of review to ensure no additional procedures that are necessary need to be performed. And then it goes into the reporting in reporting phase where we prepare the report and the letters that we have for you this evening. Next. Just go over some of the components within the audit report. So it, look from front to back in that report, there's an auditor's opinion letter. That's our letter concerning our opinion over the financials for the city. Behind that's the management's discussion and analysis. So that's going to give you some year-to-year comparison over the numbers at a high level, full accrual level, as well as some information related to budget, some capital activity, debt, things of that nature. Behind that's your financial statements. So that's going to give you both your full accrual and your fund level statements. And then behind that's your notes to the financial statements. And that's going to give you a lot of detail pertaining to those numbers to help provide information on what those numbers represent, as well as a breakdown of various numbers within the statements as well. Behind that's your required supplementary information, such as your budget to actual for your general fund. And then behind that's your other supplementary information. Related to that first item, the auditor's opinion letter, there are four possible opinion types that we as auditors are able to issue. There's an unmodified, a qualified, a disclaimed, or an adverse opinion. And the city did receive an unmodified opinion, often referred to as a clean opinion. That's the highest level of assurance that we as auditors are able to provide. And that's what we want to see. And so the city did receive a clean opinion. Next. This is a few highlights as it relates to the financials. So on your governmental fund balances, looking year-to-year comparison, general fund, we saw an overall increase in fund balance by $599,000. And we'll go over budget here in a second, but that is primarily due to expenditures coming in under budget and then some of those revenue items coming in over budget just due to conservative budgeting on the budget side. As it relates to the other major funds, so your Family Center Improvement Fund, we saw an overall decrease of $4.5 million there. That's just utilization of those funds for the projects going on for that center. And then the General Capital Projects Fund, also a reduction there of $1.6 million, this utilization of those funds. All the other funds are considered special revenue funds that fall under the non-major criteria. So those are grouped accordingly, and there's a breakout in the back of the report that gives you detail over those reported funds. But as a whole, they have you see a overall increase of just over $1 million, and a large portion of that is due to funds that have gone into capital funds, two capital funds in that category. So overall, everything is in line with what we expect to see. There's no items of concern as far as changes in fund balance and the way those were reported. Next, looking at just a breakdown and an overview of the general fund specifically as it relates to the fund balance and the budget results. So the city does have a policy that this general fund maintain an unassigned fund balance in the general fund of 90 days or 25%. So for 2023, it was at 32% or 117 days. So just exceeding that goal of 25%. So that's in a healthy position. And what that does is it helps represent if the fund was to not receive any additional funds, it gives you an idea of how far would you be able to operate into that next year, assuming expenditures were relatively consistent throughout that year compared to this past year. And so you'd be able to operate about 32% into that next year without receiving any additional funding. As it relates to the budget result is at a high level here, we see that revenues did come in over expectations by $421,000. Your expenditures were under budget by $883,000. And then other sources and uses, that's going to be transfers in, transfers out, some issuances as well. Had an overall positive variance of $166,000. So overall had a net positive variance in your budget of $1.4 million. So assuming the city was able to accomplish everything you were seeking to accomplish for the year, a sign of a very healthy fiscal budget. Next. Looking at your proprietary funds, that's going to be your water, sewer, your sanitation funds. We look at these a little differently because these operate more like a business, and so we evaluate them accordingly. And we always look at the whether or not they are self-sustaining. So we look at that net operating number, whether it is an income or a loss. The water and sewer fund and the sanitation fund both had an operating income. Water and sewer had $1.2 million, sanitation $245,000. That overall net position breakdown, the water and sewer, we had just over $17 million in overall net position. The bulk of that is related to the net investment in capital assets. So $14.2 million of that is related to capital infrastructure. There is a restricted component of $577,000, and then the remaining unrestricted portion is $2.2 million. Sanitation fund, we expect that to more or less break even. So it's unrestricted fund balance there, $21,000, which is right in range where we would expect that to be. Next. Communication letters, those are the other two letters I referenced at the start that come with the audit report. There's the first letter being the communication with those charged with governance. So that letter goes over various items related to our responsibility as an auditor, management's responsibility as it pertains to the audit as well. And there are a few key factors I always like to pull out from that letter. One, that audit was conducted in compliance with ethics requirements regarding independence. Two, we had no difficulty encountered when working with management. And then three, the audit adjustments that were identified had been corrected by management. The second letter is a communication regarding internal controls. This is where we would identify any control issues or recommendations there. We had no identified material weaknesses. And the only item listed in that letter is more of an FYI concerning a new GASB pronouncement that's going to affect the city in a year. And so when it just getting the city ready to start thinking about that and preparing for that. That is all I have for you from the presentation standpoint. I'll open it up to any questions you may have.
Any questions from council?
I have, Mr. Breedlove.
Yes, sir.
I have a question on the audit presentation, page 3, components of the annual financial report. I noticed that you have over on the right-hand side, it says opinion types and they're color-coded.
That's right.
And yet there's nothing in the entire presentation that has any color coding.
I'm sorry? I don't misunderstand the question.
Well, I would think if you had the color coding there, it might apply to the presentation in some manner.
I do have a little sub icon here that's green and gives a little thumbs up that refers to, like, here are the opinion types, and then the city did receive an unmodified opinion.
I see.
That's the tie-in there. And it's more just to give you an indication of really anything other than an unmodified opinion isn't great, but it qualified, while not great, is yellow, disclaimed, and adverse. Like, adverse would be like the worst case scenario. So, but I did reference that the city did receive an unmodified opinion, and so it's maybe not explicitly clear, but it's okay. That's what it's referring to.
So the whole presentation falls under the green category.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate that.
No, that's a fair question.
Have any other questions from council?
No.
All right, thank you, Ms. Breedlove. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you all. And I do want to just, I don't know if I made it clear during the presentation, but you guys have a great staff here. They were super quick to provide support and answer all questions that were asked of them. And so really could not ask for a better team. You guys have, you are very fortunate, and just hats off to the finance department, and I want to thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right, then I would entertain a motion on whether or not we should accept this fiscal year.
I was just going to add, Dr. Avent and myself spent about an hour this today going through this pretty detailed, and we accepted in the audit committee. So if you're ready for a motion, I'll make a motion to accept.
Second. All right, you got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Oh, I should have given you a little bit of time. We heard you, Janelle. Councilmember Gilbert. I was like, what is that sound? All right, motion carries. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, second, the next item up for discussion. Is a discussion and consider action to utilize and allocate remaining American Rescue Plan, the ARPA funds. Do I have a motion to open up this discussion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to open discussion.
Second.
Okay, we got to open the second. All those in favor?
Aye. Don't have to do that part.
You're right. As soon as I said it, I was like,
yeah, you don't have to do that.
All right. So, we have any questions or comments on this particular area? Anybody want to start the discussion? Manager
discuss what we're doing here.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate it. I'm getting ahead of myself.
You're right.
Okay. So as everybody might remember, the city was awarded the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, funds 2001 in the amount of $2,240,000. We've got a 12-inch water line project that's underway, and the remaining balance of $945,000 we have to have under contract before the end of this calendar year, per the stipulations of that awarded ARPA money to all the cities. And our staff have identified the Bosque and US 84 ground storage tank painting project and the Acorn Pump Station Rehabilitation Project as suitable projects to encumber the remaining amount of that ARPA money that we need to spend before the year is out.
Water is a very important thing for the city, and it would probably be the best use of our funds.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion on that, other than what Councilmember Russell?
Yes. I do. I just want to confirm. So those items we have already budgeted for, correct? For this fiscal year?
Yes, ma'am. We have that set, that $2,240,000, and we've been trying to put projects together since the time it was awarded to spend that money that was granted to us.
Right, but I even mean that these projects, specifically the Acorn Pump Station Rehabilitation and the painting the tanks.
I believe that was allocated from ARPA money, correct?
Yeah, we've discussed it before, but it wasn't in the regular budget, if I remember correctly. It was separate for the
Yes. So thank you. Yes, we do. We have allocated money for the painting already in the budget.
Okay.
And so, but this will be for the ARPA money that we're on a timeline to spend.
Right. Okay. So that is what I'm trying to get at. It's a very positive thing because that frees up those funds. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what's the timeline on spending this? I mean, when is the end date, the expiration date on that?
For the ARPA money?
Yeah.
I believe
that. We talked about that before, but I can't recall.
I believe we have to have it allocated by December of this year. Okay. I don't think it all has to be spent.
So as long as it's encumbered.
Yes, sir.
Encumbered, we'll.
Yes, sir. Which we are getting those tanks painted as fast as possible if this goes through. So that'll be well done before summer gets here. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other comments? Discussion? All right, well, I entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to spend the allocating, oh, I'm sorry, allocate the remaining of the American Rescue Plan ARP funds to $945,658 to the following projects: the Bosque and US 84 storage tank painting and the Acorn pump station rehabilitation, and authorize the city manager to execute any documents connected therewith.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Janelle. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, motion carries. All right, the next item is the consent agenda. Is there any comment from city management on the consent agenda?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. I can just kind of run through some comments on each one of these, and if council wishes to remove any of those for further discussion, we certainly can do so. So your item 8A is the minutes of the last meeting. Item B here, resolution R-24-07, amending resolution R-22-22, designated local government code investment pool or text pool. Basically what that is adding me on as the signatory authorization for related documents. Item C, we'll do the same thing with me, but for American Bank, and that'll become effective April 1st. Then item D, resolution R-24-08, what this project is continuation of the sidewalk. It's a grant that the city received. We have a 20% match. The grant was $1,048,233 through the Transportation Alternatives Set Aside Program. And our match of 20% would be $262,058. And what that will do is the other project we discussed before, of the bike lane and the walking sidewalks up to Midway, this will pick up the sidewalk from Midway down to Walgreens. So we'll have sidewalks from basically the access road all the way down to the lake.
Is this just going to be on one side?
Yes, sir.
I was going to say we won't have sidewalks from Midway to Fairway.
Dr. Newberry, my understanding was that it does go from the corner.
I always forget that other section. So, interim manager is correct. It goes from Midway to Walgreens, and then from Estates at Midway, it goes down to the first intersection. I'm not familiar with that one, but I always forget that leg of it too. So, it's going both directions.
I shouldn't interrupt you here this time, so I'm sorry.
John Hill Street. I'm
trying to remember. It's going to White Oak, I think.
White Oak.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, City Manager.
And then the last item. City Manager.
Go ahead. Finish.
Last item 8E is our agreement with McLennan County for the elections, which we've done back in February. This is just the second part of that agreement.
All right, finished?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are there any items that council want to pull?
Yes, 8D.
8D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else have an item they want to pull? So then I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda for items 8A, B, C, and E.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda on 8A, B, C, and E.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say aye. All right. So Item number D, what are your questions, David, on that?
Okay, we've talked about this several different times, but we never have actually identified, I mean, we've identified what we're dealing with, but is this grant only for elementary school sidewalks? Is there a reason that that's the only reason we're using that? Because I've had some pushback from some citizens saying that the sidewalks from Fairway to Acorn would be more beneficial. And of course, the other issue is city funds going to schools where they're already paying for school tax also.
I'll be glad to answer because Mr. Nylat wasn't here during
yes.
This has been about a 3-year process to get this grant, and it was also worked through the MPO. Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. This is a request from previous councils asking staff to apply for a grant.
Mm-hmm.
This is the grant we pursued based on the council's authorization. That was the scope of work we applied for with those grant funds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the area you're suggesting could have been applied for in this grant that we applied for. So this is where we're at. The last thing I might add, and maybe it'll answer the other part of your question, I don't think school districts are eligible for this TxDOT type of a grant. I would have to research that statement, but okay. Normally only cities and counties are able to apply for these kind of funds.
Now, this is a TxDOT grant. Could we not use it in other places of where the road is versus having it there at the school?
At this point, I would say through the process that we've been through
mm-hmm.
and the documents that have been exchanged by the city in its application, mm-hmm. the support letters we got from the MPO, and probably, if I remember right, Doc Anderson wrote us a support letter. We're locked into this, or we can turn the grant down.
So that we have to do it. There another issue that they had, some city citizens had talked about, was we're going to be doing not only the school, but we're going to be putting in two private businesses, the lot that's next to the school and in front of Dutch Brothers. And, you know, some of the citizens were saying we're spending city funds to put in a sidewalk that they probably should have been putting in.
I think the purpose of the grant, or the way the council saw the purpose of the grant, was for safe pedestrian traffic along the states.
Mm-hmm.
And then one may ask, well, what's the school giving or partnering with the city? And I would say they're allowing us ingress to their property as a partnership, both going down Midway and along the states. But the purpose of the grant was due to the pedestrian traffic in the general area, whether it's walking from the neighborhood to Walgreens or to the schools or to the Premier ER or however they, or to get across to HEB safely.
So it seems as though this grant money, if it's specified for this type of a usage, that you could, as Councilman Russell mentioned, you could use it to do a sidewalk from Fairway down to Acorn.
If it's that is a very dangerous area.
I would say two reasons why at this point it's a no. That's not our original application. It has gone through the TxDOT commission for approval, and this is what they chose. So if council would like to change or modify the application, you may lose it altogether. So what we've been approved on is the concept of the project that previous council asked for. That's where we're at.
Sean, can you speak to whether or not this was a demonstration grant, or was it? Because oftentimes with a demonstration grant, it's going to be specific to a particular type of project. I know it falls into a certain category.
Yeah, I mean, course, but this whole thing started about 3 years ago with a discussion, you know, at a TML conference, and, mm-hmm. you know.
My other question is, where does the city's right-of-way begin and end in those areas? Do we know?
Well, now, you go ahead. You're more the expert in this field.
I do know the right-of-ways are fairly narrow, but definitely when you get up there, you'll notice the meters locations, that's in our right-of-way, mm-hmm. especially on the frontage on estates.
So how much of this property, or how much of the sidewalk is going to encroach into the right-of-way?
I'm not exactly sure. I can definitely figure it out, but the I know when you get beyond Midway, there's pretty much zero right of way when we move into the street for the other project. But right there, I'm not exactly positive exactly where it falls in the right of way.
And the reason why we don't have those answers, and those are fair and valid questions, is this probably won't be funded until next fiscal year, mm-hmm. where those documents will be reviewed and exchanged. Right now, they've asked us to do this support resolution, that we're going to continue down this path. But that's what you referred to a while ago. That's up to y'all to decide if we go down this path together. The second thing is, we don't know exactly where it's going to end up in the easement or on school property. Now, I think it's going to take some getting into school property to complete the width of the sidewalk because of the new demands. But we don't have that answer because we don't even have an engineer. We don't have detailed drawings. So we know by sketching an aerial when we applied for the grant that it's going to go down the states and it's going to go up Midway or vice versa using those two streets. We do know that. We know what side of the road it's going to be on. We do know that. We know where it's going to start and where it's going to end. But all the other details need these partnerships to take a few more baby steps before we get into that. Now, you commit to this, you get sour on the idea, back out of it. You can still back out. And all you've spent is internal monies and resources.
Well, right now, using some of your type of words, there's a lot of heartburn with some citizens about turning a portion of a state's, one of our busiest roads, to two lanes and a bike lane. And what some of the citizens said, if we could have used these funds in making a sidewalk through the most dangerous place, that curve, we would be able to take the bikers to go off one block and go up and do everything without changing estates. So that's where, you know, the citizens are saying, boy, there's some money there that maybe wasn't allocated properly or thought of at the time 3 years ago that maybe could have been done a little bit better. I'm wondering if we shouldn't. It sounds like you're saying that it's not as time sensitive right now like we have on
some. I would say this document is time sensitive because they asked for it in March. And they want it completed and executed in March.
I'm still wondering if we shouldn't reapply for this other area because it would fit for the citizens of Woodway much better. So you don't have to cut down one of the busiest streets in Woodway to two lanes.
We're probably not going to be eligible for a reapplying. That grant may or may not be there. I would suspect that the particular time frame to apply has gone. If anything, we might be able to amend, as Sean has said just a minute ago, and I don't even know if we would have an opportunity to amend this type of grant at this point in time. So
I just know there's a lot of citizens who are not interested in having their tax dollars go for anything with a school district. And then also the idea of this, where it's located, it could have been better at a different place that would make it where we did not have to cut down our busiest street. And of course, the other issue we have is probably 600 to 800 people in Woodway
is not even in Midway School District, and they're going, oh, wait a minute, some of our tax dollars is going to help a school district that their children doesn't even get to go to.
Well, I do feel like that area is absolutely used by Woodway citizens, whether you have a child in the district or not. I mean, I just see so many people utilize, like, walking around that area.
There are a lot of them driving it. I agree.
There are a lot of them driving it, and there are also a lot of people walking too, and kiddos in the morning walking to school. I mean, yes, it definitely increases the safety of the children, but it also increases the safety of all citizens. And this has been how many years in the making? These things just
I would say it's been 3 years. It was the San Antonio TML, because that's where we met, Texas Municipal League Conference. It was the San Antonio one.
And have you dealt with these kinds of grants before? Like, do you know how easily amended they are or not? What is your experience with that?
I haven't had a recent experience, but I've also seen where they've gone to the first loser.
Right,
And given them the project, because their application was judged like ours was on the surface of what was submitted. Mm-hmm. And we may no longer score on the suggestion of where that goes, like we did with this mm-hmm. one. But that's an unknown until you experience it, but it may be a poison pill too.
Yeah.
Well, we have two lots that are private lots, basically. One's a business and one's a vacant lot that, matter of fact, I believe your campaign sign is on it. And then the other part is in the Midway ISD school. So that's, you know, I'm sure citizens is thinking, if this is important, the private lot should be having, we should be putting an ordinance in there to make sure they have the sidewalks, and it's a possibility. And then if the school feels like it's something important, they should be funding it themselves, because they're absolutely, a large portion of the citizens are paying Midway ISD tax, but then there's others that are paying Waco tax.
Are the sidewalk ordinances that we have in place just for residential, or are they also for commercial?
We don't have one in for residential.
We do for new.
Mm-hmm. Right now it's residential.
I thought we went against that.
New and residential.
Anything new. It's not retroactive. It's any empty lot, building lot.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be a new subdivision or new development. It could be a backfill lot.
For sure.
Okay.
I don't know who's on the ordinance committee, but that could be something that could be brought up to add for the next, because there is that one lot. It's not been developed yet.
Is there any more discussion on item 8D?
I guess because we're talking about this, and last year we had something similar. Story, because you have a sign on there, you probably should recuse yourself. We had the same thing happen last year with David Mercer. You could be voting on something that would be in benefit.
I mean, I don't know how.
Well, if you vote for it, it could be. He would get a financial
interest.
It would be conflict, and you'd get a financial
interest. In the same manner that Mercer had.
Yes, yeah, and Mercer did do that last year.
Okay. I will recuse myself.
Okay.
Any other comments? All right, well, then I would entertain a motion for item 8B. Entertain a motion on item 8D. Okay. Well, then I would propose that the City of Woodway would consider approving the Neighborhood and Elementary School Sidewalk Project, funded through the Transportation Alternative Set Aside Program in a grant amount of $1,448,233.00, and providing for a 20% match at least $262,058.00 by the City of Woodway, and authorizing the City Manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Well, first, we have a second.
That's right, I apologize. Do I have a second?
Second.
She's second. Okay, now, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, the motion has been defeated. All right.
So then what happens to that?
We just turned down $1 million of state money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's painful. Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. Next item on the agenda is the City Manager and City Council reports. Acting City Manager, Myla, do you have anything?
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Yes, sir, just a couple of things. From the last meeting, we all remember our scoring and everything with Terracon and KSA.
Yes.
As directed by Council, I followed up with KSA Engineering to negotiate the rest of that assessment process, what that looks like. They're still putting some pencils to things, and they are going to circle back with me beginning of next week. So it's been initiated. I was hopeful to have a little bit more information for tonight's meeting, but just not the way both of our calendars cooperated with each other. Next, I'd like to recognize our Public Safety Department. They did a recruiting video recently. It dropped last Friday, and wasn't the typical rappelling out of helicopters and flashbangs and kicking in doors, which nothing wrong with that. Those are all good things when applied correctly. But it was very community-oriented, very focused on being part of the community, having your voice heard, making a difference, admin that listens, and for the younger generation of employees that are coming up, all of those things are very important to those folks. So I thought that was a very different approach, but one that should be commended. Thank you.
Good, excellent job.
Yes, amen.
And lastly, I know we all feel like we've talked the eclipse to death, but just as one last point, if we've put some things out on social media, so if any essentials that you might need, gas, groceries, things of that nature. I know HEB is stocking up with another week's worth of goods. So, again, we like to overkill it and everything's fine instead of, you know, we don't say anything and then we get caught not looking the right way. So, that's all I have.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Council, any council reports?
Yes, we have a Parks and Rec meeting on Thursday at 5:30.
And we have a planning and zoning meeting tomorrow at 5:00, and we'll be discussing the approval of the Woodway Forward project.
Yes.
Plan.
All right. Last item on the agenda is I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed,
say aye. They're not saying nothing.
You did good.